Ramadan is relating this incident at the time when he was the Amir and now the governor of Basra. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sent towards Basra, towards Iraq. He was sent that way and he was made the leader and the governor of Basra. فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَثْنَى عَلَيْهِ He praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ قَالَ أَمَّا بَعْدٍ And he used his word أَمَّا بَعْدٍ to proceed and proceeding in what I'm going to say. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا قَدْ آذَنَتْ بِسُرْمٍ That verily this dunya has already announced that it's going to end. This dunya has already given its announcement. It's already given its i'lan that I'm going to end. وَوَلَّتْ هَزَاءَ And it is retreating very swiftly. Dunya is moving away very, very fast. وَلَمْ يَبْقَى مِنْهَا إِلَّا سُبَابَةٌ كَسُبَابَةِ الْإِنَا يَتَصَابُّهَا صَاحِبُهَا And the only thing that is left of this dunya is like a utensil that had water in it. The person that pours out the water or he drinks the water. Now that little bit remaining water that's left in the utensil, that's all that example of the dunya, what is left of the dunya is like the remaining water in that utensil. وَإِنَّكُمْ مُنْتَقِلُونَ مِنْهَا إِلَى دَارٍ لَا زَوَالَ لَهَا And you are moving, you are shifting to a place, an abode that will never ever finish. In other words, no longer, it doesn't matter how long you stay in this dunya, your time and your period in this dunya is going to finish. But akhirat will continue and continue and continue. فَانْتَقِلُوا بِخَيْرِ مَا بِحَضْرَتِكُمْ So when you're doing this move, from this life to the next life, from this house to the next house, that move you're doing, then take the best that you can possibly can. In other words, the best that you can take in terms of amal, in terms of action, utilizing your time properly, utilizing your wealth properly, utilizing the skill Allah Pak has given you, the abilities Allah Pak has given you, use that to the best. So in other words, this is the best that you can possibly take with you when you're doing that move to that house that will never ever ever finish, that abode that will never finish. فَإِنَّهُ قَدَ ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ الْحَجَرَ يُلْقَى مِنْ شَفِيرِ جَهَنَّمْ فَيَهْوِي فِيهَا سَبْعِينَ عَامًا La yudriku laha qa'ran. For verily it was mentioned to us. He's a sahabi, he's saying, so we can know that this is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is something that is ghair mudrak bil qiyas. You can't think about it unless it was told to you directly, being a sahabi directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was told to us that a stone that is thrown from the top of Jahannam, from the, thrown into the pit of Jahannam, it will fall for 70 years and it won't reach the bottom. In other words, you can do the mathematics and see how deep Jahannam is. 70 years that stone has been thrown and it hasn't reached and it will not reach the bottom of the pit of Jahannam. Wallahi latumla anna. And then he says, I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Jahannam will become full. In other words, don't be relaxed. Jahannam being so deep and so vast, it will also become full. And then he tells Sahaba, and he tells these people, probably most of them were tabi'een, afa'ajibtum, that are you surprised? وَلَقَدْ ذُكِرَ لَنَا أَنَّ مَا بَيْنَ مِصْرَعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَادِعِ الْجَنَّةِ مَسِيرَةَ أَرْبَعِينَ عَامًا He said, are you surprised? It was told to us that the distance between the two frames of the door of Jannah is 40 years. Imagine our door, maybe it is a distance of half a second between the two doors. The distance between the two doors of Jannah is 40 years. How big the door of Jannah is, one door of Jannah. And then he's giving hope here, and he's saying that وَلَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَيْهَا يَوْمٌ وَهُوَ كَذِيذٌ مِنَ الزِّحَامِ And a day will definitely come, then Jannat also will be crowded. In other words, it will also get full. Allah Pak will fill it up. So Jannat also will get full. So aspire for that place that will also get full. And save yourself from that other place, Jahannam, that will also get full. وَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُنِي سَابِعَ سَبْعَةٍ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ Now he's sharing his experience. He said that I remember that I was one of seven people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا لَنَا طَعَمٌ إِلَّا وَرَقُ الشَّجَرِ We didn't have anything to eat except leaves of trees. Except the leaves of the trees. That's what we would eat. حَتَّى فَرِحَتْ أَشْدَاقُنَا To such an extent that our gums would become ulcerated. Eating the dry, hard leaves. It would make our gums ulcerated. فَالْتَقَدْتُ بُرُدَةً فَشَقَقْتُهَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ سَعَدِ بِنْ مَالِكٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ He said that I received one chadar, one cloth. And I took that cloth and I tore it in half. I gave half to Sa'd ibn Malik and I kept half. فَتَّزَرْتُ بِنِسْفِهَا وَتَّزَرَ سَعَدٌ بِنِسْفِهَا I used half that cloth to cover my lower body. Sa'd ibn Malik رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ He took half that cloth and he covered his lower body. In other words, Even one piece of cloth we had to share, it's so little we had. فَمَا أَصْبَحَ الْيُوم مِنَّا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أَصْبَحَ أَمِيرًا عَلَى مِسْرٍ مِنَ الْأَمْثَالِ He said, now he's lamenting that today there isn't any one of us except that he's the governor of some country, some place, he's been given the rulership, he's become the Amir of that place. وَإِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ And now when he's lamenting, he's thinking that there isn't any one of us except that we have been given positions as far as the dunya is concerned. And he makes a dua, he said, Inni a'udhu billah, I seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an akuna fi nafsi aziman, that I regard myself now as somebody great. Despite being given the position, despite being a sahabi who fought in the battle of Badr, who made hijrah to Abyssinia, who was from the early sahaba, as he mentions, I remember myself, one of seven, so we can remember what an early sahabi he was. But yet when he's given the position, this is a dua he makes, a'udhu billahi an akuna fi nafsi aziman, I seek protection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I regard myself as somebody great. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ صَغِيرًا Whereas in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am nobody. I am a non-entity in the sight of Allah, but I'm thinking that in my sight I'm somebody great. I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah protect me from this, that I regard myself to be great. What a beautiful dua. Despite so much of accolades and achievements to his name, but yet he's making a dua that I don't regard myself to be somebody great. How much more we should be regarding ourselves to be insignificant. And then we hope in our hearts and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in His eyes He makes us somebody significant. Today's hadith and Sa'd ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala inni la'awwalu al-arab rama bi sahmin fi sabilillah. Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, very famous sahabi, he says that I was the first Arab rama bi sahmin fi sabilillah that shot an arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa laqad kunna naghzu ma'a rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, he's sharing his experiences, sharing, and it's not showing off, but sharing it so people can learn and they can remember and think. That is how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started off. This was his earlier days, the hadith we did 2 days ago. And his ending days also, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she brought out 2 pieces of cloth. And she said that these were the 2 pieces that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away in. The lower was the thick cloth. So this is his beginning and this is the end. So here, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is showing the beginning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He said, I was the first Arab to shoot a arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كُنَّا نَغْزُ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ مَا لَنَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا وَرَقُ الْحُبْلَ وَهَذَا السَّمُرْ He says that we fought with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't have any food to eat. Any food except the leaves of this wild trees. He pointed out to that wild trees, that Hubla and the Samur. حَتَّى إِن كَانَ أَحَدُنَا لَيَضَعُ كَمَا تَضَعُ الشَّاتُ مَا لَهُ خَلْطٌ Muttafaqun Ali. He said that such an extent that we had to live on these leaves of trees, that now even when we were passing stool, the stool was like the stool of sheep. مَا لَهُ خَلْطٌ There wasn't any stickiness also. That how that stool of the sheep is dry and it's separated. Like that, our stool was being passed out dry and separated from each other, just to show that that was the extent that we had to survive on leaves of trees, so that we could progress with lives. This is, he's trying to show us. This is the qurbani that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba made. But despite all that, they didn't stop and they didn't waver as far as the ibadat and as far as striving out for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being happy to suffice a little, but yet willing to do a lot for deen. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله